Guess what?
What?
I watched Infinity War.
Oh, shit. No way.
Mike. Yeah, I watched it.
You are the worst at doing follow-ups. You make so many commitments, and I'm glad you finally followed through.
Yeah, I watched it.
What did you think?
It was so cool.
Let's just quickly do like a timestamp. July 15th, 2019, Mike watched Infinity War.
Yeah. Well, I watched it yesterday. But
that's fine. But
I did it.
You did it. Yeah, sorry. Now Josh's question.
Yeah, what did you think?
Oh.
Jesus, why'd you wait so long to answer that?
I thought it was really cool, Josh. I thought, well, some of them I didn't know who they were or like what was going on. There was a lot of jokes. I liked the jokes.
Uh-huh.
That was a surprise.
They're pretty funny movies.
Yeah, they're pretty funny. Well, a lot of people died, I guess. That part sucked.
Yeah, your prediction came true.
Yeah, yeah, right at the end.
Yeah, you said half of them.
All the people kind of melted away into ashes and stuff. That was sad.
All because of that snap. Also, how do you feel about that philosophically? Do you agree with Thanos or do you disagree with Thanos?
I need him to flesh out his sort of ethic a little bit. I'm not sure. He just said, this is mercy, and it just is. But I'm not sure how he got there. Maybe that's in the previous movies.
It's very godlike.
It is. But like, why should he be God? That's my question.
He's got the glove.
And he's powerful enough to wield the stones.
So he's doing it for the good of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
In his eyes, yeah, I guess.
In his eyes. You know, I see his argument in a sort of Malthusian sense, but...
I have no idea what that means. What is that?
He's like the guy who said that the earth has a carrying capacity and you can only have so many people on earth before it doesn't work anymore.
Malthus?
Malthus.
Malthus?
I don't know his first name.
Whenabouts did he say this, Jeff Malthus?
Oh, that's a good question. 1800s sometime, maybe? Something around there.
They had Jeffs back then?
Oh, for sure. But I bet we beat out his predictions.
I think we've outlived the Malthusian predictions, but we're still maybe on the same track. I don't know. Maybe Thanos has a point. I personally wouldn't kill half of the universe myself.
Okay.
But, you know, yeah, I need to hear more from Thanos. I'm not sure he's really explicated his viewpoint sufficiently.
Well, good. I got good news for you. Josh is a Thanos expert. You could talk to Thanos's basically like lead associate if you have any questions for him.
Okay.
What are you talking about? I like fell asleep through Infinity War the only time I saw it.
How did you fall asleep? So much stuff happened.
You haven't seen Infinity War either?
No. I did. I was just getting tired towards the end, so I missed like... I don't remember every little thing that happened. I remember the movie, though.
You know, you and I have seen so many movies together in theaters, and you are always like a very attentive movie-goer, and I've only seen you fall asleep once, and for the life of me, I can't remember what the movie was, but
it was the Superman movie.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, but it was like in the big epic Dragon Ball Z fight. I was just out.
Yeah, yeah, he was fighting... who's that like really good actor from Chicago? He played Zod.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see him in person? Michael Shannon? Is that it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 They're going through like this insane battle. It's Friday night. We're watching the Superman movie, like the first of this new DC launch. We're in like the middle back. It's the big auditorium. Like shit is on. And like,
you've paid good money for this.
Yeah, they're destroying Chicago. Like everything in Chicago is being destroyed. And Josh is legit snoring. And I'm like trying to elbow him, but he just won't wake up. He's so bored by that movie. He just passed out. I couldn't believe it. And the only time I've seen Mike pass out is when you had just come back from studying abroad in Morocco, and that night, for some reason, you joined us in watching Avatar.
I told our friend Dave, I don't want to go. I'm very tired. And he just showed up in my driveway, so I had to go.
Yeah, and then you came. And then we put our 3D glasses on, and I think even before the movie started, you were asleep.
I don't think I've ever seen a single second of Avatar.
We were in the IMAX. We paid like extra money.
I know, it was like $24.
As kids or whatever. God, that's great. Okay, but Mike, did you learn any major lessons from Infinity War, and will you watch Endgame?
I will watch Endgame. I'm fucking invested one movie in. That was exciting.
Okay.
now I got to know, do they get him? Or, you know.
Well, so let me ask you this. How do you feel about the fact that, I mean, you know how Infinity War ended and there was just a new Spider-Man movie to come out.
Yeah. Continuity, timelines. This is all just kind of, they just do whatever they want, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this. You can't just kill Spider-Man forever.
You could.
Can you? Can we kill Spider-Man?
That is, you're a supervillain, Mike. That's exactly what a supervillain would
say. Well, now that I know it's possible.
No wonder you want to have lunch with Thanos.
I just need to hear more about what is, you know, what he's thinking.
What is enough? What would satisfy you? What explanation would you be like, you know what? Fine, I'm on board.
Pretty much just like, here's one. They would have died anyway. Nothing really matters when it comes down to it.
That's it? Just the base level? Like,
that this is what humans do?
Basic.
They were gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Peter Parker is like 17. He had like, I don't know, 70 good years in him.
Yeah, 70 out of like, how long has the universe been around? 4 billion? Who cares?
Mike, did you think it was so cool how Spider-Man went into space?
That was cool. How could he breathe? Oh, he had that Iron Man suit.
Exactly. Now they like make shit for each other.
Yeah, he just shot a rocket suit at him and now he can breathe in space. That was cool, yeah.
Also, last question, and then I swear to God, we'll start the show. What did you think of him throwing the moon at Iron Man when that?
Oh my God, yeah. And then he's like, if you throw one more moon at me, I'm really going to be upset.
Don't you want to see this shit in theaters? Isn't it awesome?
I absolutely do. That was so cool.
Okay, let's watch Endgame this week.
Okay.
And then let's watch Spider-Man also.
Sure. Yeah.
Now you're a fan.
Be a couple Supermen. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Josh Harrison, Cap'n Johnny, and me, Mike Pogart.
How do you choose which one of us to say first?
I was thinking that as I said it, and I think I do alphabetical, HJ.
You don't always do that, though. Sometimes it's the other way.
Sometimes I say Tappen first?
I think so. I mix you guys up. I do it randomly. I don't want either one of you guys to feel like you're left out.
Well, I got to start doing you first. You don't want a backwards HJ.
This is getting obscene. Let's start the show.
I just got home from a trip to Boston, and pretty excited to get home because I get to see my cat, get to be back in my apartment, sleep in my own bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hey, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
He's sleeping next to me right now. He's very happy. So I got my little roller bag, got my backpack on. I think you guys know this, like my apartment, it doesn't have like a traditional key. It has like a key fob lock. So I just kind of tap my wallet to it and then I turn the deadbolt. Tap my wallet to it. Deadbolt doesn't turn to the right. And I'm like, well, that's weird. It beeped. I turned it to the left. I was able to lock it, which meant that I had gone away for like 4 days and my apartment was unlocked the entire time.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever
everything fine?
Done that before. Yeah, everything was fine. Zach came running to greet me. I had a laptop out on the counter, which was fine. I had some cash out. Like, nobody was in here.
Wouldn't it be great if you just saw, like, a big bag of cat food that had been ordered on Prime Now and Zach had figured out the door and just forgotten to lock it?
Yeah.
That's why he's passed out. He's just like a big party animal.
Oh, that's Zach.
I should send you a picture of what he looks like right now. He does look like a cat that is very, very happy and full. But so, I don't know. Have you guys ever like forgotten to lock the door?
No.
Never?
Not my apartment door.
I have. And I've also locked myself out of stuff. I locked myself out of a car once when I went to go see a movie by myself on a Friday night. And I realized that right as I had gotten out of the car. And I was just like, you know what, fuck it. And I saw two movies instead and then waited until like 1 a.m. for AAA to show up.
Nice.
You made the most of it.
Yeah.
But so nothing ended up happening. It was like, I don't know. This is the first time it's ever happened. if it's going to happen and it's going to be on, like, you know, when I'm gone for 4 or 5 days or whatever, I almost want something to happen. Like, it was so anticlimactic. My heart was racing as I'm opening this door. Like, what am I going to find inside? And it was just like, nope, Zach's fine. My laptop's fine. Nothing was stolen. It's not exciting.
Bit of a letdown.
Right.
Dude, no, it's good. You don't want that to happen. It's not as cool as it seems. I've been burgled.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to be burgled necessarily, but that's my instead of to you. Instead of opening up the door and finding that I just forgot to lock it, present me with a new scenario that would explain why my door was unlocked or what happened when I left it unsecured for the weekend.
Well, I've done mine.
Yeah, I very much enjoy the idea of Zach ordering his own food.
There was one time where I ordered a new bag of food for him, and I get like huge bags, like 40-pound bags of food that last forever. And there was one time where Tappan, it was when I was in my old apartment and we were going out to see a movie or something. So I had brought the package up and I just left the bag on the counter not thinking, and I walked out and we went to the movie, and I get back and he had chewed through the bag and the food was just all over the fucking floor.
Jesus. All of a sudden, my idea isn't so insane, is it?
I mean, he does need to learn how to order something on Prime Now, but...
Maybe he's figured out how to... All of your talking devices in your house, he's figured out how to translate words into meows.
He is weirdly... Like, he's a weirdly smart cat. He knows how to open a door.
That's exactly what I just said he could do.
Dude, are you sure it wasn't Zach?
I don't think it was Zach. So he can't open a door when there's nothing nearby. In an old apartment, I had a bookshelf right next to the door so he could stand on the bookshelf and paw at the door handle until it opened.
I can't believe how much, like, every sentence you say is making my insane theory more and more true. Is there anything to climb up on near your door, or how would he open it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he would need to, like, jump up and just cling to the door and use his body weight to pull the latch.
All right, well, you know, he's pretty fit.
Yeah, he strikes me as ambitious.
Yeah.
And he can jump high. I think I've seen him reach, like, where that handle would be.
Yeah. I mean, he can jump up on the counter from the ground.
See?
Okay.
I think it was Zach, personally.
But what if it wasn't, Mike, instead of Zach?
So are we just not using our imaginations? We're just, you know, considering that this is actually what happened?
I thought I was using my imagination. I really
Tappan
did.
Tappan used his, yeah.
I thought I was being creative. I didn't realize how much truth was in my words. Other people will hear what I say and they'd be like, what a moron. And then everything you're saying is like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here's what I would like. If I left my apartment unlocked, I'm gone 5 days. I don't have a lot of parties in my living space. I don't have a ton of people over. I don't have. I'm not like a party host.
You've hosted. I've been at your parties.
I know they're bad.
They're not bad. Who told you that? Everyone had fun.
But I don't do it often. So what if, like, while I'm gone, my neighbors sort of use the opportunity to have a really fun party without me. Then I come back, I know, hey, a fun party happened here. Maybe I'll sort of absorb some of the funness by osmosis later, not when everyone's gone.
You could put it on your apartment resume. Like, a great party happened here while I was the tenant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I can beef up my renting resume. I can... Well, that's really about it. I wasn't at the party.
This is incredibly depressing. Are you guys not depressed by this premise?
Well, I can't be there.
You want to be in a place where something historically happened and just soak it in and consider it a part of your life?
Yeah.
No, no.
It's like going to the Lincoln Memorial or something. You're like, there he is, Lincoln.
No, that's just the memorial. That's not where something happened.
I don't think he hung out there, dude. I don't think they were like, put it up here. Lincoln used to chill right here all the time.
Yeah, he had this really big chair.
Big-ass chair. He'd look out at the water.
Yeah.
Make him a building.
That is like when you go to like Gettysburg and they do the reenactments, though.
I've been to Gettysburg, and I saw a reenactment. So I feel like this is right up my street.
Yeah.
You went to Gettysburg?
I went to Gettysburg.
When?
I was a young boy of 12, 13, perhaps. That's the whole story. I didn't see any ghosts.
What do you mean? What do you mean? No, 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 no. Look, man, the whole story, then that would be that every young boy of 12 or 13 is expected to have gone to Gettysburg.
You got to go to Gettysburg.
Like a rite of passage.
Yeah, it is.
It's equivalent to like a bar mitzvah or something.
Yeah, I had my... I can't think of a Gettysburg pun on bar mitzvah, but I had my Gettysburg bar mitzvah.
Your Berg mitzvah?
Berg mitzvah. Perfect.
This is dark. All right, so you don't want to get into why you were in Gettysburg. That's fine.
I was visiting my grandmother, who lives in Pennsylvania, and we used to do all kinds of fun stuff. She'd take me fishing. She'd take me to Gettysburg. She used to work at a ski resort, so she'd just take me to the ski resort.
Oh, she sounds awesome.
They had a ropes course. Yeah, it was fun. No ghosts, though. Disappointing. Mm. Disappointing. Gettysburg.
Mike's review.
Not a lot going on.
What is that? 2 stars? 2.5?
Yeah. Big field. It's a big field. That's about it.
Did you soak in any of the history?
I was there, you know.
That's not
the
question.
I don't get you, Mike. I realize I don't get you, I think.
I soaked it in as much as a 12-year-old.
Your big takeaway was that it was a big field.
Well, I was 12. It was a big field. I guess I kind of imagined people fighting there, and you'd be like, that must have sucked.
How much did you have to imagine? They reenacted it right in front of you.
I forgot about the reenactment.
It really makes it easy to picture. I'll give it that.
How bad did you want to be out there?
That was a time in my life when I was a big army surplus store guy.
I remember that.
I would go...
At 12?
Yeah.
Another rite of passage, apparently.
I had a questionable friend who he got me into some army surplus hijinks. We wore fatigues a lot. We'd just walk around in fatigues.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah. I used to do night ops in fatigues in his like neighborhood.
In Naperville? Like, how exciting was that?
This is pre-9/11, right?
This was pre-9/11. We were carrying around real decommissioned guns.
What?
Didn't
shit?
Work.
Are right? You serious?
His dad was on the SWAT team in Lyle, and he came from like a military family, so they had like just a bunch of old guns that didn't work anymore, and we'd play with them.
Dude, you're like every PSA. I'm surprised you didn't blow your head off.
I turned out okay, though, so like...
So you've reenacted with old guns already? You had this experience going into Gettysburg, and you still didn't connect with it?
It was so long ago, the Civil War.
Just imagine them doing night ops on that big field.
That's true. That would have been cool. Some night ops and getting...
Would have been cool. Jesus.
Look, you really have to take a 12-year-old's perspective to warfare, which is like, it's cool.
That's the darkest shit you've ever said, I think.
As an adult, it's not as cool, but when you're 12, you're like, yeah, I'm an army guy. I'm just going to crawl around and stuff.
Can you imagine Mike as president just giving like... a speech to the troops. Just pretend you're 12 when you're out there. That's what I do. And really just
go back to the good old days. Yeah.
Have fun, you know, have fun.
Just a big field.
Just a big field. Go crawl around out there. You'll have a great time.
Remember when you used to love playing on the field? It's just the same, except this time we gave you real guns.
Yeah. Don't think about that. You can't think about the fact that they're real guns. That ruins it.
Wow, this is insane.
There you have it.
I'm going to bring you to some parties. We need to... I don't want to use the word like... what's the opposite of brainwashing? Deprogram? Reprogram.
Dirtying? Yeah.
Yeah, we need to reprogram you to parties.
Okay, we shouldn't talk about sort of Gettysburg and crawling around with guns.
Yeah, I think maybe it's just going to be better off if I just... try to really say the most boring things. Mike, I'll just like introduce you and say your height and weight. And then just, you know, stand and nod for a second.
That's me.
And this time, like, try to soak it in for real.
Talk about like flatware.
Flatware? No, God. Josh.
Flatware is pretty sharp, dude.
Oh, fuck. That's true. God damn it, Mike. Why is everything about this?
Josh, you come too. You come to this party too. Just do what I tell Mike to do. Just okay. A little.
Okay.
Because I can't bring Zach, though. He's a, you know, he's a dangerous element.
That's fine. He can clearly take care of himself.
Before I begin, a quick shout out to Lauren. She just passed her SHRM exam this morning.
Hey, congrats, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren. Congrats on the SHRM pass.
I don't know if you guys know what SHRM is, but she's SHRM certified now. She's SHRM certified. Fuck, I've been trying to say this all day.
She's SHRM certified. She's SHRM.
How'd you do that so well?
I don't know.
Can you do it again?
She sells seashells down by the seashore.
Whoa!
Dude, your diction, or your elocution is outstanding.
Well, your vocabulary is better than mine because I don't know the difference between those two.
Well, I'm glad you guys are complimenting each other. That makes me happy, just as a person. Anyway, listen, we got a listener question.
Is it from Lauren?
It is not, but I just wanted to shout her out anyway because she worked really, really hard. And it was like, look at that. It paid off.
Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. Congrats.
Work hard, kids. Do you think any kids listen?
I don't know.
I feel like no one tells adults to work hard just because, like, we all know it's...
Don't work hard, yeah.
Usually not worth it, but sometimes worth it. Definitely if you want to be SHRM certified.
SHRM certified.
Yeah. Anyway, this listener question comes to us from Ryan.
Ryan, hey.
Hey, Ryan.
Like, you know Ryan, right?
You're not just trying... I figured it was the one that I know, but I wasn't sure, so I just give him a generic, hey.
Yeah, it's our Ryan.
Okay, hey, Ryan.
Nice. He asks, instead of our current system of electing the president, what fictional way should we elect the president? Or what fictional type of government system would you rather have in place of our current one?
Hmm.
How about that?
It's a high school teacher question. I very much appreciate it.
It is a high... Yeah, and he teaches this exact subject.
Yeah.
Guys, we're going way back machine. 11th grade, 10th grade? When did we take U.S. history and government?
Yeah, around there.
One of those. Yeah.
Something like that. All right, so what would you do?
I did that Cards Against Humanity thing a few Christmases ago where it's like, hey, you get 8 days of holiday bullshit or whatever it is. And they always have some like weird big one at the end. One of the years they had like purchased this castle in Ireland and you got to be a king or a queen for 10 minutes.
Wow.
Ooh.
And you got to make a decree in those 10 minutes and they like displayed on this website and everything. And I kind of liked that idea.
You did this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you didn't tell us about it?
Well, my time slot was like in the middle of the night and I forgot about it. I forgot about it until like way after.
You didn't make your decree?
You didn't?
No.
Oh, no.
Dude, the one chance.
I know.
You're never going to be king again.
I know. I'll never, ever be king again.
The guy was king for 10 minutes and he slept through.
That's kind of the story of my life.
Wow.
So... I kind of like that idea, though, that who is president just rotates around.
Everybody gets 10 minutes.
Like, everybody draws from a gigantic fishbowl with 300 million, like, little fortune cookie, fortune-esque pieces of paper. And then you figure out your time slot, and you get to make some rules at that time.
I just, for the first time, read the short story, The Lottery, and you're giving me real lottery vibes.
The lottery's fucked up.
Yikes.
What do you mean the lottery's fucked up? You just created the lottery, but in a weird way.
Well, it's not about it. I don't want to spoil it if anybody hasn't read it, even though it's a very old story. But yeah, I just want people to be able to make rules, and then they get kicked the hell out.
Kicked the hell out. Well, how long do they have to make rules? Isn't that kind of the system we have, the 4 years thing?
Yeah, but I mean, the amount of our population that gets to be in office is minuscule compared to the population. I'm saying that I want, like...
It's fair.
I don't know. Maybe everybody gets a day. Maybe that's even too long. Maybe you get 6 hours. And democracy would come into play because, oh, here we go. So when you are president, you can either... make a new rule, or you can enforce an old one, or you can cancel an old one.
Oh, God.
And so if you make it, so basically the amount of like affirmations that a rule has. So if somebody says like, okay, not to get too political on this exact subject, but like, okay, pro-choice should be a thing. So somebody says, yep, that should be a thing. And then the next person comes in and says, yeah, I agree. That should be a thing too. So now that has like two affirmations on this. So if the next person comes in and says, eh, I don't think so, we need an extra person to say, nah, I don't think so, for that to go away.
Okay, it's cumulative, yeah.
Interesting.
Because there are all these things that like the general population actually wants. I actually really like this idea the more I'm thinking about it.
Well, what do you do if it swings like way too far in one direction?
Then that's clearly what the people want.
What if it's just what a whole bunch of people wanted in a row, but then the next people in the lottery, like it has to... the lottery system accounts for a total randomization of who comes next, but like if it swings too far one way, it's going to be real difficult to swing it the other way, right?
I mean, if it's what the majority wants, then it will eventually swing the other way. And maybe that's what our four-year system is. Every 4 years, it erases. Every 4 years, clean slate, and whoever is next gets a totally clean slate to make new rules.
So we start over every four.
Wouldn't it take a long time to implement?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, anything takes a long time if you think about it that way.
What does that mean? Anyway, so if you're president for 6 hours and you, let's say, take on the issue that you took on, then like, how do you, I guess, do you call everyone in the 5 hours you have left remaining and being like, hey, if you want one, now's the time.
What do you mean now if you want one?
Like if abortion is legal during my 6 hours.
Go get one.
Then before the next person comes in. Yeah, like how does this, is that how it works? Are we just on the clock?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, ideally, it is.
Yeah, maybe. Do you understand how dangerous this is?
Okay, so why don't we pick a more lighthearted topic? Like what's, I don't know, squirt guns in schools. I understand why they're not there.
Jesus, dude, really? You wanted to go lighthearted and you went with something that was basically one of the most horrible things that happens in the country.
Squirt guns.
Oh my God.
Water fights. Water fights.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
You know, again, a high school teacher asked us this question.
Yeah, and I bet nobody in that classroom came up with something this good. This idea is ironclad.
All right.
You're so much smarter than a high schooler.
I am. I have so much more life experience. I've read a lot of Twitter at this point. So, I don't know. Yeah, now you've got 5 hours to have a squirt gun fight. Better go stock up on super soakers. I'll bet the stock market would go crazy when things happen this way.
Is that what you want for the country? I just don't understand.
So it would be a period of craziness at the beginning, but then it would level out. Like, as I said, the majority would kind of solidify. And after even probably a week or two, these trends would start to kind of solidify, to use the same word I used a minute ago.
Yeah, you're real presidential material. Mike, what would you do?
Josh's is kind of like the opposite of a meritocracy, where everybody gets their moment in the hot seat.
Right.
What if we just have a really hot seat and the last person who can stand it is president?
Okay.
What?
We have an extremely hot chair. The person who can sit in it the longest, president.
Wait, is it only... Okay.
Hang on. I have so much to think through.
It's merit-based. Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out also, so is it literally just one seat and we need to have 300 million people like rotate around to sit in this one seat, or is it a mass-produced seat?
Well, I was going to ask to that point about your 300 million earlier, Josh. So children can be president too?
Well, I mean, the real number is like, I don't know, isn't it like 340 million or something now? I was ruling a bunch of them out.
Were you? Are you just saying that right now to save face?
No. Let's see here.
I like how, I hope the last 2 hours of your presidential campaign is like a PR nightmare.
Population U.S. 327.2 million.
Okay. How many of those are kids? 50?
I don't know. It doesn't.
40?
It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Cut those out. Yeah.
But you know what? If a kid can sit in that hot seat longer than anybody else, maybe they deserve to be president.
Good for that kid. Yeah.
You know, the hot seat thing is intriguing. So what are you suggesting, Mike? The person with the best, like, butt resistance capabilities?
It's kind of coming down to how thick the skin on your butt is. And I'm not sure that's a good qualification.
Do you need to sit bare-butted?
Yeah, to be democratic and fair about it, you can't be wearing different kinds of pants.
Yeah, like imagine like thick overalls versus somebody wearing something. Yeah, you can't have that.
Yeah, that's not fair.
I mean, you know, I mean, our current situation aside, that doesn't seem very presidential. Actually, I bet every president has sat bare-butted in the Oval Office.
Yeah, probably.
What an odd thought.
Yeah, that is an odd thought.
You know what? I can guarantee that, just knowing what like humans are like. I bet you every president has sat on, like, is there a name for the chair where the president sits?
The Oval Chair.
The Oval Chair.
Is that true?
Yeah. No.
No.
Yeah, the chair's not an oval. Anyway, that's an aside. But
so you think, like, Jimmy Carter's butt is touched, Kennedy's butt is touched.
Well, they probably get to pick their own chair.
Woodrow Wilson's butt. Oh. Yeah, I guess they probably have their own chairs. Huh?
Although, if it was the same chair, that's all the more reason a hot seat is a better idea, because then it'll kill bacteria.
Exactly. This chair is hot enough to kill bacteria.
Yeah.
That's, again, that seems like the 13th or 14th reason why this should be important in this situation. But, like, do you sit there for the entire presidential run? How long do you have to prove your might?
That's a good question. Once you win the hot seat, do you have to sit in it for the duration of your presidency?
I would say no.
No? You get a cool seat?
I mean, it's your rules, but I think that once you've proven yourself like that, you have now earned your term.
I agree.
Mike, how long is a term in your system?
I guess,
How much do you value someone's ability to sit on the hot seat?
I feel like my sort of political theory is more based on the chair than the person sitting in it. Mm-hmm. So I would say the term runs out like when the chair kind of is too creaky, it breaks, the chair breaks.
Term of enchairment.
Term of enchairment.
Again, what does that mean?
I'm not sure, but when the chair breaks, you can't be president anymore. So you're going to be president for a really long time. How do you feel about this?
Yeah, I don't know how often chairs break.
If it's a chair that has a heating element in it, then maybe pretty often.
Yeah.
I think, you know what? This would definitely bring out some very interesting people to run for office, because I don't think everybody wants to sit on that hot seat.
That's part of the system is like hot seats suck. Nobody wants to sit on them.
I think Bernie would be like, too hot.
that's your Bernie?
It's too hot.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Bernie.
Too hot for me. Nope.
Who else could not take the chair, Josh?
Do Mayor Pete.
He's got such like an everyman voice.
Yeah, it's a hard one to do.
I don't know if I could do anybody else. Nobody else has like a funny.
Can you do Biden?
I wouldn't. Nope.
Okay, so all you got is Bernie. That's fine. And yeah. Bernie doesn't want to be president in this situation.
Yeah. Too hot for him.
Oh, Bernie.
Mike, you didn't know who it was.
Wait, what did you think I was doing?
I don't know. This is the first example of a presidential candidate. But Bernie, yes, very apt. Picture this. The morning commute. Monday morning commute. The drudgery, the doldrums, the sort of general malaise of a Monday morning train commute.
I got a bus, but sure.
I get off the train. There's, you know, the sort of shuffle of sheeple out of the station. It takes like 10 minutes.
Sheeple?
Sheeple. You feel like a Sherson?
A Sherson.
When you're in that line, just sort of herding out, you know, you feel like a sheep.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm coming out of the train this morning. You know, it's a Monday morning, going to work. It's blah, blah, blah. It sucks. And I get out onto the street and I'm walking. Everybody's head down, just kind of like, it's Monday. I get out. Guess what's happening out there?
What?
Somebody dropped a Sprite can. It's exploded. It's spraying everybody. It was,
oh, Jesus.
It was hilarious.
Okay.
Somebody dropped it. It was spraying this very like concentrated stream just right at people. And they're trying to get by. It's just spraying them with Sprite. Chaos.
Sure.
It was awesome.
It's a way to spice up the commute.
It was. And instead of sort of a wayward Sprite can, give me something else to spice up my Monday morning commute.
Wait, you sound like you were exactly in a 2000 era Sprite commercial where everything was tinted orange.
It was a lot like a Sprite commercial. People getting just showered in Sprite, sort of everybody's laughing because it's hilarious.
Well, and the whole thing, because even before then, like your life sucked until Sprite was in it.
Sprite did me good.
Yeah, it's added color into like this.
Right?
Yeah, what happened? What do you transform into after you drink a Sprite and you're not a sheep anymore?
Like Michael Jordan?
That would have been cool.
No, LeBron.
Oh, yeah.
LeBron endorses Sprite.
LeBron.
We got to keep our endorsements right.
If I could have come out of that Sprite shower as LeBron James, that would have been incredible.
Would you have gone to work?
No, but I went around the can. I went sort of the other way, so I didn't get any Sprite on me. Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
But can we play out the situation in which you do transform into LeBron James on Monday morning on your way to work?
Oh, yeah. I would still go to work.
As LeBron James.
Yes. I would go. I had a new like employee start today. It was his first day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Congrats. Hey, new hire.
Shout out to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shout out. But you come to work and your boss is LeBron? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd feel like I was on a TV show.
Yeah.
What would you dunk?
What physical object would I dunk?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And what would you dunk it into?
Wow. No one's ever asked me what I would dunk.
Dude, I'm really surprised you're not like testing out this new super body. You're just going to work first.
Well, I kind of want to show it off, you know? Like, I'm LeBron.
Yeah, but like in every superhero movie, remember? Oh, damn, you only saw the end. Well, in every origin story superhero movie, when they get their superpower, first they kind of like, you know, test it out.
Dude, that's true.
They don't just straight up go right to people and being like, I can do stuff. I don't know very much what, but like...
I'm just going to perform my job functions.
Look at me.
No, that's true. I should have been dunking on people all the way to work.
You're still going to work?
Well, yeah. But I could dunk on, you know, pedestrians. What could I dunk on a pedestrian?
There's garbage cans around. You could dunk like something.
I could dunk
the garbage
sort
can.
Of garbage into it.
If you want to be a superhero, if we're talking about superhero origins, could you find somebody committing a crime and dunk them into a garbage can?
That would be awesome. I still am like the human being LeBron James.
Right.
But he can definitely pick someone up and dunk them, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I could dunk a criminal. Mm-hmm. I could dunk...
By the way, don't you think you would arouse suspicion as LeBron James?
Yeah, I think that would sort of call a lot of attention to me. But no, there's no way around that. Everyone would know it was LeBron James. I was going to say, I was wearing sunglasses, but...
Perfect. Hey, how come they've never had a basketball player be a spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts?
Whoa.
Huh.
Whoa.
That's a good question. I bet they have in Boston.
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I spent a bunch of time in Boston. Never saw one.
I know Gronk was the guy. You're right. He played football.
That's insane.
Who was before Gronk?
I don't know.
What are Dunkin' Donuts doing? This is so obvious.
Changing their name to Dunkin'.
Even better. We don't even have to talk about donuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the hallmark moments of attending a Chicago Bulls game in person is the Dunkin' Donuts race.
Right.
It is. They don't even pun on Dunkin'. They just run around a track.
Why would they make... something that has Dunkin' in the name,
don't
ride
even dunk.
Bicycles. Mike, this is like the equivalent of you going to work in LeBron James's body, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's insane.
Well, somebody's got to do these things.
It's a waste of potential.
I think you have remained a sheep. If you have
oh, no.
Made it clear. Like, nothing is taking you... This is such a fantastic transformation of your body.
It is.
And you're just like... I still got to check my emails.
It's something I've always wanted to. I've always wanted to be like 6'9 and 270 pounds of just pure athleticism. And I guess I'm just going to go send some emails.
Unreal. Unreal.
Somebody's got to do it.
Anyone. Anyone.
I guess it could be anyone except LeBron.
You just hired a new guy. Let or a new
lady. Oh, yeah, he can
lady.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he can do it.
He can do it.
Perfect.
I'll just, I'll be over here dunking.
Send him one email and it's just like, I'm dunking.
Block out my calendar.
And then take a picture. Take a picture and send it to him. And then he'll be like, why did my new boss, Michael Bogart, send me a picture of LeBron James dunking?
I'm a good boss. It'll go over well.
I saw a play last weekend.
Oh, nice. Culture.
I guess 2 weekends ago.
Theater.
I saw Bat Hamlet.
Bat Hamlet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you know about Bat Hamlet? What's Bat Hamlet, Josh?
Didn't we talk about Bat Hamlet?
I mentioned that I was going to see it, but I didn't have a chance to actually go. It was absurd, you guys.
Well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm not really that surprised, but Yeah, it was, I don't know. There was a lot of like interaction with the audience where they were speaking directly to the audience, which is like a very Shakespearean thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they were doing it as Batman characters.
Like Batman, Robin.
Batman, Penguin, the others. Catwoman was there.
The others.
The Joker. The Joker was there.
Alfred? Was Alfred there?
Alfred was not there. Alfred was definitely not there. Yeah, I don't know. It was a cool crossover of two different things. So just real quick, instead of to close out the show, what two properties would you like to see a cross of?
Mike, you've clearly proven that you are the erudite of the group.
Everybody's using big words today.
What if we both say something at the same time?
I'm going to go with something really like popular and like run of the mill, and you go with something obscure and like potentially highbrow or bad. Who knows?
Okay.
And we'll say it. Josh, can you do a 3-2-1 countdown? And after Josh says one, we'll say it.
Okay. So
hold on. I need to think. let me think of some smart stuff.
Is this what you say aloud in meetings?
Yeah, just give me a second, guys. I got to think of something smart to say.
That's a great way to start a meeting, actually. That's a perfect icebreaker.
Or an interview. Yeah.
Okay. Got one.
Okay. Devin, you got yours?
Yep.
Okay. Coming soon to a theater near you. 3-2-1.
RoboCop.
Socrates. Whoa, dude, good mashup.
There we go. Socrates RoboCop.
Socrates RoboCop? That's amazing.
RoboSock.
Not RoboSock. Socrobot.
Okay.
Socrobot. Whoa. This is a fucking smart idea.
Oh, man. Socrobot. It's the age of robots. One robot has emerged as a philosophical robot. This is the tale of Socrobot. Also, he fights crime.
He has a big gun for a hand.
And we're in Detroit. Detroit, Greece. Is that where Socrates was? He was in Greece, right?
Greece, yeah. Yeah. Detroit, Greece.
Probably. Mm-hmm. What would be one of his quotes? He said that an unexamined life is not worth living or something.
Yeah, that sounds like Socrates.
Yeah, so let's RoboCop that up.
A criminal life is worth killing.
Ooh. Yeah.
He has a real hard line on criminals. Would Socrates do that? I bet he'd ask a bunch of people first.
I bet he would probably just ask a lot of questions, really. That's made the main Socrobot move is, why?
So he's more of a detective then.
Yes.
Yes, he's a detective. A regular gumshoe, that Socrobot.
Yeah, it's a noir, really.
What do you think robots will do if they get gum on their shoes? Or like their robot feet. Robots don't get shoes often.
They'd just be stuck to the ground after too much gum.
Mike, I know you want to believe that gum works like that.
You can only step on so much gum before you're stuck to the ground.
What are you talking about?
That's Mike, what gum is for.
No.
Well.
This movie's, okay, this movie flunked in the theaters. It has like a 47% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Was it too smart for people?
No, it was not.
Watch this robot get stuck on gum.
What does that mean?
When that is the central conflict of the movie?
It's not the central conflict. There's a much, much bigger robot philosophical question.
Yeah, it's more like the inciting incident. Yeah.
Yeah. This just kicks things off. Obviously, the main thing that we're dealing with and the main thing that every robot has to deal with is what, Mike?
Stepping on gum?
No, no. What's the big thing in the movie? What is it?
The big, I guess it's...
He's thinking of something smart.
I'm thinking of something smart. It was Socrates. He'd be like asking questions.
No.
We covered that.
Yeah. Mike, come on. What happened to all those brains that you had earlier? Remember all those words?
Yeah. Well, God, it's 9:45 p.m. over here.
It's 9:45 p.m. over there? It's 9:44 over here. Oh, it just changed.
Time zone.
Maybe Socrates bot has to fight Plato bot? No, they wouldn't fight.
Yeah, there's a claymation.
Did you hear my original question, by the way?
No. What was it?
What is the great robot philosophical question?
Oh.
Am I
real? Alive? A person?
Yes.
There you go.
Let's make the movie about that. It'll be like Blade Runner, but more like RoboCop.
It'll be like, yeah. Well, if a robot is like, am I a person? No, you're a robot. Done.
Okay. See, this is why the movie got 47%.
Blade Runner solved.
No, Mike, look, let's make it more nuanced. Don't you remember Blade Runner? How good was Blade Runner? Why are you trying to make this movie so shitty?
All right. We could do, you know, explore the what it means to be human and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera.
I don't think you're nearly as smart as you tell people you are.